Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program or podcast. September 2nd, 2012, Pastor Sean Harris. Time is 1:30 p.m. I'm looking at a quite disturbing article, and quite frankly, I hope it's wrong. I hope it's not true. I hope that somebody in the listening audience will send me an email with proof that what I'm going to share with you is not true. But if it is true, it is exceptionally frustrating. Obama rebuilds mosque while churches burn. Our current president, rebuilds mosques while churches burn. This is coming to us from Front Page magazine, and I've also found it on Europe News, and there were several other hits or links to this. While Christian churches are being destroyed on a nearly daily basis in Muslim countries throughout the world, the Obama administration is investing millions of dollars to rebuild overseas Islamic mosques and minarets. According to the State Department, the mosque restoration program, first reported on back in 2010, is a cultural preservation project designed to fight Islamic extremism by building relationships with Islamic leaders. Well, I guess this is not working out very well for us, quite frankly. To that end, the State Department, through the U.S. Agency for International Development, is spending millions to preserve mosques and minarets in 27 different Islamic countries. So can we just pause for just a minute here before I continue on this article and comment on the fact that we have soldiers coming back from Afghanistan, a Muslim country, that are just utterly, utterly, utterly disabled from the IEDs and other instruments of destruction used against them by the Taliban, and there doesn't seem to be any money or a limited amount of money to help these soldiers. Well, no wonder why there isn't any money available and why the Department of Defense is getting ready to take huge cuts, and why I have members of my congregation that are losing their jobs because we're building mosques or restoring mosques in, did you hear the number, 27 different Islamic countries. While the State Department would not reveal the entire cost of the Muslim outreach program, it did acknowledge one restoration project, the refurbishing of Egypt's 1,300-year-old, and it's AMR, IBMELAAS Mosque, was part of a $770 million program to rebuild Cairo's sewer system. I want to know, where are the Muslim countries sending money over to rebuild Detroit or rebuild the bridges in the United States or rebuild the roads in the United States? Perhaps the State Department's resistance in sharing the full fiscal details of the taxpayer-funded Islamic Goodwill Project centered on the fact that federal regulations prohibit U.S. aid funds from being used for saving structures which are used for inherently religious activities. And oh, by the way, you won't hear about this on the mainstream media sources. This won't make headline news. This won't make the top. You won't find this. You have to dig for this kind of information. And quite unfortunately, probably 100, maybe 200 people will listen to this podcast. Very few of you will forward it. Very few of you will take the time to communicate it to others so that the word gets out that the current administration is using your taxpaying dollars to help rebuild mosques in countries where U.S. embassies are either being destroyed or nearly destroyed by the citizens using the sewer system that we're helping to rebuild. Does anyone besides me see a problem with this? The article goes on to say, of course, it should be noted that inherently religious activities of those overseas Islamic mosques include preaching hatred of Jews, Christians, and Americans, incitement to terrorist activity, and global imposition of Islamic rule. Consider just for a moment since we know that it was a terrorist activity that took the life of our ambassador, consider just for a moment the idea or the irony or the unbelievable possibility that the very terrorist attack was planned in a mosque to which we helped rebuild. In recent days, Muslim clerics in at least 20 Islamic countries have used these houses of worship, quote unquote, to urge their congregations to take to the streets in violent protest to defend Islam over the release of the video Innocence of Muslims. So given that, it's not surprising that the Obama administration's diligent efforts to help preserve the religious heritage of Islam have failed to engender in its Muslim beneficiaries a similar respect toward preserving the religious heritage of Christianity in the Islamic world. Quite frankly, there is no concern for Christianity in the current administration. That is abundantly clear from the policies that are being put forth with regard to this bent toward pandering to Islamic fundamentalism. For example, while the State Department was busy repairing Egyptian mosques, scores of Egypt's Coptic Christian churches were being burned down by Muslim mobs, one of which includes St. George's Church in the Egyptian village of Merinab. The 100-year-old St. George's was in the midst of its own renovation when local Muslim sensibilities were offended by the presence of a cross, bell, and dome on the church's roof. So in the interest of community peace, church leaders agreed to take down the spire and the cross, leaving the dome intact. Unfortunately, that compromise proved insufficient to soothe Muslim outrage, leading a Muslim throng numbering in the thousands to descend on the church, burn it to the ground, while shouting, "Kill all Christians." In 2010, the State Department provided monetary support for saving three mosques in the Zanzibar island off the coast of Tanzania, a mosque which included the 900-year-old mosque Kazim, considered one of the oldest Islamic buildings on the coast of East Africa. That generous American donation was repaid in July 2012, not with cash, but when Muslim mobs shouting, "Away with the church, we do not want infidels to spoil our community, especially our children," burned down three Christian churches on the Zanzibar Island. In 2011, the State Department provides funds to restore the 15th century minaret in the Kasa Katasina state in Nigeria's predominantly Muslim north, an area which has become a virtual killing field for Christians at the hands of Muslim militants led by Al-Qaeda-linked terror group. Since 2009, over 288 Christian churches in Nigeria have been burned, thousands of Christian-owned homes destroyed, and over 2,000 Christians killed, including in July 2012, when 50 members of the Northern Nigeria Church were burned to death in their pastor's house. What are we to make of this? Finally, the State Department provided taxpayer funds to restore the 18th century Golden Mosque in Pakistan's Punjab Providence, an area which happened to be the scene of an assault on Christian colony in 2009 by thousands of Muslims who set fire to over 50 houses and two churches, burning to death eight people, including a seven-year-old child. Unfortunately, the ongoing eradication of Christian churches in the Islamic world shows no sign of abating anytime soon, especially given comments like those of Sheikh Abdullah, the Grand Mutif of Saudi Arabia, who recently declared that it was necessary to destroy all churches of the region. This is my commentary now, precisely why we, as a nation state, should be pursuing energy independence full speed ahead. And yet, from both political parties, Republicans and Democrats, there doesn't seem to be any insistence that energy independence is a priority. We're wasting our time with solar panels and other nonsense when we could be tapping into the resources available to us. Folks, the article goes on and on and on about state after state. Afghanistan is mentioned. Indonesia is mentioned. It just goes on. The article is packed full of examples of where we are spending money to rebuild mosques, and at the same time, Christian churches are being destroyed. In June, the Sudanese government bulldozed three church buildings to the ground and confiscated three Catholic schools in the capital, while saying that such buildings are now unwelcome in Islamic-ruled countries. In Afghanistan, where more than 2,000 American troops have died protecting the country, the last public Christian church was demolished in October 2011, forcing the Afghan Christians to practice their faith in underground house churches. In Indonesia, a ministerial decree has led to the closure of more than 400 Christian churches, while Christian worshipers must make do in storefront churches or, lacking that, parking lots and the side streets. It hasn't stopped Muslim mobs from trying to prevent those services. Shall we go on? Is there anybody besides me? Is there anyone else that will comment on sermon audio or comment on Facebook or send a tweet out? Or is there anyone else besides me that cannot believe that some of the federal tax dollars that I contribute week after week, month after month, year after year, are going towards building mosques in foreign countries where same militant Muslims are planning further terrorist attacks against us? Folks, what is going on in America? Are we going to wake up, or are we just simply going to suffer the repercussions of our foolishness until America is no longer a independent nation state with a Bill of Rights? Do you understand that the goal of Islamic fundamentalism is the global domination and the complete installation of Sharia law on the planet, and that until that occurs, they will not be content? You do understand that, right? You have not been duped into a sense of peace, a misconception of this radical agenda, and you do understand that pandering to this populace is not working. You do recognize that, right? Well, thanks for listening. Can't be any more exasperated than what I am with the current administration and the money that's being spent. Where are the senators and the congressmen that are calling for a full disclosure? Thanks for listening. Have a great day. God bless you.